We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Ka'Chava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
What's up, everybody? This is Beyond the Numbers. My name is Will, and as always, this has been...
Ever.
We are proud to bring you the next episode of our podcast. Today, we are going to be focusing more on the MLB, give y'all a little bit more well-roundedness there. Right now, we have currently some games going on. We're going to cover those as well as some stuff about the playoffs. So let's get into it.
All right.
We're going to start off with what's actually irritating me right now.
Okay.
The Yankees are currently losing to the White Sox. Like, why, bro? Why? I have no clue why every time I have faith in the Yankees, it is just a straight dub every time. I don't get it. It is currently the bottom of the sixth, and the bottom of the fifth, and the Yankees just don't have any clue how to deal with the White Sox right now. Okay. I'm not going to get into a big Yankees rant, but I will say this is exactly what I be talking about when I say the Yankees are just not the team that they're supposed to be. And everybody likes to pump their heads up. I don't like it. I'm not going to pretend like I like it. And the fact that Aaron Judge had 2 homers yesterday does not, and even in the slightest, impress me. I don't care. Y'all are currently losing to the White Sox, sir, and y'all better win. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all better win. I'm going to leave it at that. We're going to come back to that game later, and they better be winning. All right. Let's move into something that's not going to irritate me.
Okay.
Right now, the Cubs are currently losing to the Mets. Why do you think, because they literally just lost to the Cubs last game, 10-3. Why do you think the Mets slip up and just let off these easy wins? Because the Cubs had no reason to beat the Mets. I'm not going to sit here and lie like they do. They had no reason to be beating the Mets even in the slightest bit. But they did.
Well, I don't know if I agree with you on that.
I do. I feel like they don't. It's a mismatch there. I'm not saying that the Cubs aren't good. They're just not as good as the Mets.
The record says otherwise. But on top of it, they've got an equally vicious lineup, sir. And their pitching is probably more consistent than the Mets.
Sir, if I cared about the records and the stats and all of that, we wouldn't have a show. I don't care. I don't care at all. This is my opinion. In my opinion, says that the Cubs had no absolute reason to be beating the Mets. And right now they're showing it. I mean, the Mets won the first game. They won the first game of the series. And then they let 10 runs up in the next one. And now, I mean, they're doing solid. It's just, I just wish the Mets would keep the consistency, you know?
That's been the Mets' problem for a long time now.
Completely agreed. But for right now, I need them to pick it up. You know, I need them to show me why I'm a Mets fan. I don't know if any other Mets fans feel like this. You know, y'all can always let us know. But right now, the Mets are the most roller coaster team to me, and it just baffles me.
The Mets are definitely a roller coaster team. They've been that way off and on throughout the year. Definitely a roller coaster start and a roller coaster finish, going back and forth with the Reds, trying to secure that wild card spot in the playoffs. I think the Mets are a team that should be, if we're looking beyond the numbers, I think the Mets should be have a better record. I think they should be doing more. I think they have no excuse. And whilst I'm not going to sit here and think or say that the Cubs are a team that they would get they'd pull one over on, I don't think they're going to sweep them type thing, at any point with the way both lineups are. But I do believe that 81 wins is not reflective of what the Mets should be doing. The Cubs have 89, and even if they lose this one, they're only going to be 89 and 70. It's just I don't think that the Mets' consistency is going to get good enough to reflect what they should be able to do, because that's their greatest downfall, is that they don't maintain any of their consistency throughout the year. They do good for a little while, then they fall off, and they do good and they fall off. And it tends to be either the pitching or the batting. And when you don't have both on the same page, no matter how good one does, if the other is doing poorly, it's going to put you in a tough spot. And that's why they've lost some important games. That's why they're fighting for the wild card and not for, they're not the number two or number three seed or whatever. They're fighting for wild card.
Well, all I'm going to say is the Mets are one of my favorite teams, and I just wish they would pick it up. I'm not gonna keep going over that, but I will say it's disappointing it's disappointing that they're fighting for a wild card anyway. But it's disappointing when they drop the games that I know they should be winning. Speaking of the Mets, we just went up three of them. Brett Beatty, home run. I love to see it. Lindor is also homered in that game. This is an impressive day.
The Mets are looking good, and I mean, they're only in the top of the fourth, so they got a long way to go. This game could get ugly, really bad, really fast. The only thing I'm going to say is the Cubs, man, they the one hit is reflective of good pitching for sure, but it's also reflective that the Cubs are not feeling themselves right now offensively, because I'll be frank, one run compared to the six that the Mets, or I'm sorry, hits, sorry, to the six hits that the Mets have compared to the one that the Cubs have, I believe there is definitely something amiss in Chicago. But to sit here and say that, I think.
Let me go ahead and shout out to McLean. McLean has been doing his thing. He's only had a few starts, but he has also been dominant in all of those starts. I think he's only had one loss since he started. So kudos to him. So it is a definite homage to pitching. But the Cubs are definitely falling. And I said this earlier on our show. I have no clue what happened to the Cubs. The Cubs had a record tying home run game earlier in this year. I believe it was 9 home runs in one game. They were lighting it up on several levels, and then they just stopped. I have no clue why. I have no clue how. Pete Crow hasn't been doing it. The only person that's actually stayed at least somewhat consistent is Michael Bush. Michael Bush has still been homering. He's still been getting bat to ball. He just hasn't been as effective. And, I mean, I can't blame him when the whole team hasn't been as effective and they're still not homering. Seiya Suzuki, Kyle Tucker, Pete Crow Armstrong, all of them have been very underwhelming for a couple of months now. This isn't something that just came out of nowhere. This is something that's been going on for a while. If you follow baseball like I do, you know it. they just fail for no reason. But it's okay, they fall to the Mets. I love to see it.
Yes, sir.
We're going to come back to the live games here in a second, but we're going to go into your Reds, sir.
Okay.
I called their loss today. I mean, I called their loss today, and they over delivered on what I thought they were gonna do.
Well,
other than the win, that's what's so crazy. They won still.
You know what really irritates me is that we lost yesterday with Hunter Green. We had Lodolo out there today. Actually, let me go back to 2 days ago. We lost with Abbott pitching. Then yesterday we lost with Green pitching, and today we won. Granted, in a very pitiful style, 2 runs off of 10 hits, but we won 2-1 with Lodolo. And don't get me wrong, I like Lodolo; he's a good pitcher. But it's mind-boggling that they had Ashcraft out there and Lodolo out there. And I honestly thought we were going to get swept. I'm not going to lie. I mean, Cincinnati is really good about preventing a sweep. They always seem to rally around one game. as we've seen all year, Chris Pagan got the save. I've watched him get better towards the end of the year. He's good, but I just, the Reds are terrible when it comes to getting the runs in. They're either all in or they're all out. And the fact that they yet again put up 10 freaking hits and only got 2. I'm befuddled at this point on how the Reds are even in contention.
You know what's funny? I feel like you are the only one befuddled when the Reds do subpar. they are a subpar team, sir. Regardless of how it's just how it is. They are a subpar team, regardless of how many stars that they have or how much potential that they may have.
And we have plenty of it.
Subpar. So much. I swear y'all do. I like the Reds as a whole, but oh my gosh.
You know what irritates me? The Mets both have 81 wins. And yet, like, The glaring difference, although granted we've dominated the Mets this year entirely, but it's just like there's a glaring difference. We don't win a lot of games like the Mets do. The Mets can just dominate a team. The Reds don't dominate teams. They may put up a lot of points, but so does the other team. It's very uncommon for us to just blow somebody out of the water. Like, last year, we had a lot of crazy games, but this year, we've not had anything like that. Not many. We've had a couple of good games, but Pittsburgh had our number. Too little too late for them. Kudos to them for putting up a fight. I kind of wish they would have laid down a little bit on it. I ain't gonna lie, but it is what it is, you know. We did prevent.
I just had to give you your little walk of shame, man. And also give you a little bit of props because they at least took the game. You know,
they did.
Novelli Marte had that crazy home run steal that actually sealed the game for you. So, you know,
I like Marte.
I feel like he should be a Dodger. You know,
I feel like Marte will definitely be on a different team if he keeps performing. There ain't no way that here's my thing. The Reds have some singular players, right, that are really freaking good. Like, to the point that Cincinnati feels like a farm team for the rest of the league. I mean, imagine Hunter Green on any team that's remotely successful.
Right? We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Right now, imagine Abbott, Lodolo from the pitching. Imagine even Castillo. Imagine Ellie with put him on the Cubs. Imagine Lux with maybe Arizona or even Philly. Imagine Marte with the Dodgers. Imagine McClain with the the Astros or, you know, it doesn't matter what team, but like the point being is like, I feel like Cincinnati is becoming like a team where like other teams are going to start looking and being like, hey, good boy, you guys are doing so good, but we're going to take this guy from you over here. We're going to bring him over here. We're going to give him a good life on the farm. You're fine. He's going to be happy. You've done a good job raising him. And that's what I'm starting to feel like Cincinnati's becoming. Great American Ballpark, great American farmland for the next breed of puppies coming up. Like, it's painful because we should be winning. We should. We have no excuse.
All right, sir. We're going to let you get, have your little pity party back over there, but we're about to come back to the Yankees because they're back up 4-3. We love to see it. Stanton Devils left. I love to see it. I love to see it. Do you understand me? I love to talk about the Yankees so much that they just perform the way that I need them to. I love to see it.
Which is funny because I feel like you hate the Yankees.
I do. I hate them with a passion. But I also need them to win today. So
you got a parlay on you?
Let's get this done. Oh, I got a nice parlay going on, okay, sir. Oh, we're going to love. You guys are going to love where there's a will, there's a way. It starts this weekend, and I promise you, y'all are going to love it. We're gonna make some money out here. Okay. If you like the parlay the way that I do, we're not out here betting 25 so we can win 100, okay? This is not what I do. I'm sorry. If that's what you're looking for, there's other podcasters. But over here, we're turning $5 into $3,000. That's what I'm trying to do. So if you like to parlay the way that I parlay, we're not wasting money. These are well-researched picks. Let's see how we can make some money.
Yeah.
Moving on to my team, my favorite team, my favorite topic, the Dodgers. Because they had an epic game today. They ended the Diamondbacks 8-0. Ooh. Freddie Freeman homers twice, sir. Two times. I love to see it.
Your boy,
and somebody that's not talked about enough on the Dodgers, Baez. Baez homers almost more. I feel like almost more than Ohtani does on a consistent basis. Like, I'm not saying that he has more home runs. I'm saying that, like, you see it more often, like, because you get oblivious to Ohtani, you know?
Okay.
And you just see it. And you see it as, like, when you see Paez home run, it's just like, it stands out. And he's homered in the last two games, sir, and it's like, it always matters. Maybe that's what I feel. I feel like when he homers, it always has a difference on the game. I don't know. Ohtani's homers are cool, but you expect them. You expect those way too much. When you see Paez homer, it's a special occasion, and I feel like he deserves this prop, so I'm about to give it to him. Thank you, Paez.
You know, I'm with you. He is in second place, after all. I mean, he's got 27. Granted, Ohtani's got 54, but, I mean, honestly, for him to be over Hernandez, Freeman, Betts, Muncy, I mean,
you see what I'm saying? It's just like it's more constant with him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like every time I look up, if there's a Dodger homering, it hasn't been Freeman and it hasn't been Mookie. It hasn't been Teoscar. It hasn't been either of the Hernandez. It's been somebody that's on that little bottom part of the lineup that's crushing it. And lately it's been Paez, and I love this. With this dub, I'm going to say that my Dodgers are back, okay? And we're making a run for the money.
Okay.
We're making a run for the money, sir, and I love to see it.
Okay. I'm not going to argue on you with it because I don't know that I believe they're back. I don't think they're they're not going to.
It's my team, and they're back.
I'll let you have it. Because at the end of the day, if the Reds are going to fall out, then, you know, I really don't got a lot to go off of with that. That's my team. The rest of it is just watching to see who pulls the win at the end of the day. I got a couple of teams I might kind of somewhat semi-root for. But unfortunately, when the Reds fall out of contention, then kind of.
Speaking of which, Suzuki just homered. This is a beautiful day. I was just talking bad about him, and he just homered. So I'm gonna learn how to shut my mouth.
Hey, maybe you should. Maybe you should keep talking about it. They might be picking up the inspiration, and they don't know why, but they're feeling it. They're feeling it. Their ears are burning, sir.
Well, let me keep on talking then. The Astros beat the Athletics. I called this from a mile away.
Oh yeah.
JT Jen had no answer for the Athletics for for several reasons.
Let's be clear.
He gave up 7 runs. That's so horrible.
He's not had answers for many of his games. I mean, he's got a 4-7 record out of the games that he's played that he's got a full game in. He's a 4-7 record with a 5.08 ERA. So, dude's given up on average 5 runs a game, which is on par with the 5 runs that he, in fact, you know, gave up in this game. Kurt's got 2 home runs on there, so, you know.
Oh, I was about to bring him up.
Yeah.
He's got to be rookie of the year. I haven't seen a rookie do something this crazy.
Nah, he's definitely playing lights out.
He's playing at a different level than most of the rookies that are in the league right now. I love to see it. I actually wanted the Athletics to do way better this year, but of course, you know, it is the Athletics, and we got to give them time to grow. We're going to give them time to grow.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things. I mean, I'll give him a shout out. You know, he's a good player. You know, he's been a couple of times American League Player of the Week. He's been American League Rookie of the Month a few times. American League Player of the Month once. I mean, you know, he is sitting in 13th in American League for runs, 17th in American League when it comes to strikeouts. Seems other RBI, he's 16th with 84 home runs. He's 6th in the American League at 35. So that's a pretty impressive feat, especially being a rookie. Total bases, I mean, he's sitting at 23rd at 255. I mean, this dude gets on base a lot, and he does really well. So, I mean, at the end of the day, like, just dudes went off. I mean, he went 3-5 tonight, 2 home runs, 3 RBI. Struck out twice, but I mean, when your other 3 are hits and 2 of which are home runs, I'll take them strikeouts all day. So, yeah, for a rookie, this man is. There's a reason he was the 4th pick overall. So,
I love to see it, sir. I love to see it. Astros with the huge dub.
Big.
I just wish that the Astros kept this consistency all year. But, you know, we don't get what we want all the time, and neither do the Astros.
I want to key in on one live game that's going on right now. It's kind of interesting. Toronto and Boston.
Let's get it, sir.
Toronto and Boston. That is a...
Oh, that was my actual next one anyway, so let's go.
That's a game right there, sir. That's a Toronto said, hey, your competition, let me just go ahead and smack you around a little bit before we get there. That is that's rough, man. I think this is not a good look for Boston right now.
Let me be clear. I called this, but they were scaring me because it is the bottom of the 6th, and they just homered. Okay, they just started the homer fest that they just started. Varsho with the grand slam, sir.
Yeah.
Varsho with the grand slam, and Springer, of course, he homered. It's just apparent at this point that he's going to do it. But I love to see it. It's a beautiful thing.
I mean,
let's get some more of the Blue Jays, man. The Blue Jays were on the way to becoming something scary in the playoffs. I want to see it. I got to see more of it.
Honestly, though, like the thing that I think – so I'm looking at – like just looking at the lineup tonight, right? Like – Granted, it definitely helps that they've been very dominant in regards to getting the runs that they need. but they're not averaging that well. They're only 6 of 24 tonight. So they're batting at .250, which isn't terrible, but I don't know. Just I think that it's there is some concerns here, but I think they'll be fine. They're going to pull it together. I mean, they're going to win tonight. I would fathom without much effort. But I just look at it and I kind of think in my mind, like, you know, there is some concern to have here for them. But, you know, every game has its moments. I'm at the top of the seventh right now. Story's up. I mean, he's 0-for-2 right now. So they're only 1 of 19, sir. Boston's 1 of 19 tonight at right now, going in the top of the seventh. So that tells you why they ain't got nothing. Like one hit, which is
once the Red Sox are beyond underwhelming. There's only a couple of people that you actually want to see do anything on the team. So
the amazing part is, you know, they are in the wild card. They're playing the Yankees, and as the standings are at the moment, there's still a few games left. But I feel like the postseason has pretty much lined itself out for most, especially in the National League. I think that the American League, they've kind of hammered it out. I don't think Toronto's going to lose the number one seed. I don't think Seattle's losing the number two seed. The Yankees, Boston, you know, Detroit, and Cleveland, like, those wild card positions might still kind of change. There may be a minor change with a team here, a team there. I'm not going to sit here and say that for a fact that it won't change, but the National League is where it's still complicated. It's still hectic and confusing. I mean, granted, the Brewers and the Phillies, I don't think they're going to lose their spots either. They've secured them pretty much, I believe. But, you know, the Dodgers, I think they're good. But the Mets, it could be the Mets, it could be the Reds. It's going to be one of those two that the Dodgers got to play. The Cubs, right now, it's going to be the Cubs and the Padres. You know, I don't think it's going to change with the Cubs. The Padres may or may not fall out, but I feel like there are still some more contention in the National.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
League than there is in the American League. And, you know, when I look at Boston, it's kind of crazy because, like, they really just don't seem to be as good as the record suggests. But they're still in it. And they're not only are they in it, like, they're pretty comfortably in it. You know, in the number 5 seed. They're not even the lowest seed. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of,
Yeah, it just seemed like you were trying to big up the Red Sox for a second, like they actually had a chance, and I don't want you to do that ever. So, let's move on. Let's move on into another, it was an underwhelming game, but we can still speak about it because Buxton had 2 homers in it. Woohoo! Buxton, I love to see it. He scored the only runs of the game with both of those homers. Bailey Ober had a nice outing, I guess, but, I mean, not really. I feel like the Rangers had all their backups in. I mean, basically all of their stars are out for the season.
Yeah.
There's nothing really to brag about when it comes to, you know, that Rangers loss because, you know, the Twins are also an underwhelming team themselves, but Buxton is entertaining and he showed exactly why.
I'm with you. I ain't got much to say about that. The losing to the Twins, my only concern would be they gave up 10 runs, or I'm sorry, again, 10 hits. don't know why I keep seeing the runs and the hits side by side like that, but they gave up 10 hits, which equaled 4 runs. So defensively, it wasn't bad. Their pitchers kept getting themselves out of their, which I didn't watch this game, so I'm assuming, but I'm assuming their pitchers pretty much worked their way out of a lot of jams, because 10 hits with 4 runs is, it usually indicates that, you know, 1 or 2 good plays, but generally you can
look. I caught a little bit of it, and it was pretty much what you're saying. It was, like I said, Bailey Ober had a good outing, but it wasn't spectacular or anything. He just didn't give up any runs. He had 5 Ks. It was good for his standards, and, you know, yeah, it was effective.
I'm with you on that. One game that I kind of liked, granted, you know, neither team is really relevant anymore at this point, but I liked the Tampa Bay and Baltimore game. I'm kind of surprised. You know, Baltimore won, good grief, 6-5. But the telling factor is the Rays put up 15 hits and only got 5 runs. So
that's not even the telling factor. I definitely paid attention to this game because it messed up my first parlay of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Rays winning, really? And I had that under, sir. And do you know what happened in the bottom of the 8th?
That went off.
The Orioles went off. It was 5-2. Mm-hmm. We were getting to slide home clean and simple. And what do you think happened?
Got themselves
Here comes Cowser. Mm-hmm. Here comes Cowser. Here comes Mayo. Here comes Beavers in the bottom of the 9th to close it all out, to finish this, put the nail in the coffin. I cannot stand it. I tried to avoid this game. That's why it's the last one that I was going to talk about. Because I cannot. Why would you do that to me? I had my first parlay was going to do numbers. And that's exactly what happened. I looked, it was the top of the 8th. The Rays had like 2 people on base, but I knew they were about to go out because, you know, it's the Rays. The bottom of their lineup isn't that great. So I knew they were about to go out. But bottom of the 8th, the Orioles haven't done anything all game, really. Okay. I swear I tuned back in probably about 15 minutes later. And the game was over and I had lost. I was like, yeah, I don't get it, man. It didn't even actually make sense.
Like, I mean, Mountcastle had a really nice homer. Mayo had a homer. Beavers had a homer.
Once again, they had nice outings during the game, but they hadn't done anything with them. So I didn't expect it to happen like that, but it did.
For 2 teams that are not in the run for the playoffs at this point, I'm impressed. It was a good game. And sometimes I think they're at this point, they know that, you know, they want to have a nice look in standings, even if they're not playoff. You know, it's like, hey, everyone counts, even at the end. Had a few stats, and that's what they did. Baltimore went off, kept up in the beginning. You know, they kept themselves in there, waited for their time, and they just, when they needed it most, they all stepped up. So I say Baltimore, they're a team that's poised, I think, for greatness if they can get 1 or 2 more players that are going to be just a little bit to push them over the edge. Because, I mean, honestly, when we were talking at the beginning of the year, Baltimore was one of your picks. So
you are correct. I got faith. That's why I was literally Gary say, I don't really want to downplay Baltimore in this win. It's really just my parlay that they screwed up. And I really thought that they were going to lose. After doing a couple of items of research, I put in my best bet and it was going great. It was. But, of course, baseball is an unpredictable game, and that's what makes it exciting. So I'm not going to, like I said, I'm not going to take it away from the Orioles, but I will say that they could have lost. They could have, you know, saved your boy a couple of dollars.
They knew it. They felt it. I just want to say, just watching this football game going on right now, this is an incredibly defensive game, which is what I figured it would be. 7-3 is something going into the second quarter.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I wasn't expecting it. And I think we're about to unlock some scoring here soon, because
I think the
Trey McBride just made an epic catch, and we're moving down the field. Cardinals are about to get this.
If they don't,
I think Cardinals take the dub, honestly.
I do too.
But we're about to unlock some scoring.
Whew. That was a nice little catch he just made right there, too. Got smacked on. That's his fourth catch. All right. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting, seeing how low it was in this at this point in the game. It's something. But then again, when their running game is a little rough right now, so.
Oh, that was pass interference if I ever seen it. He pushed him like 5 yards before the catch. He didn't get there.
I think he done helped him.
Nah, he didn't help him. He could have caught that. He pushed him. But, okay. Back to Nick Gray. Why do you think the Cardinals, okay?
We talking football or baseball?
I think they are. Oh, football still. Football.
Okay.
Still.
Okay.
They are a epic team to me. Like, but they're still underwhelming. Like, why do you think that is?
Well, in my honest opinion,
I like the Cardinals.
The Cardinals are. I think they're a really good team, but I feel. They are a team that, even during the days when it was Larry Fitzgerald out there making catches, they've always seemed to struggle with consistency. Kyler Murray, he's strange to me, because he can have a lights out game and they still lose. He can have a poor game and they win. It doesn't matter. Kyler Murray is one of those quarterbacks that, like, you would almost think that he should have been injured like 3 or 4 years ago and his career is over. Like, why is he still playing for the Cardinals? He's had so many rough years, he's never going to win the MVP. Like, you're not going to see Kyler Murray MVP, the MVP quarterback of the year. Like, it's not going to happen. He is not that great. Like, he is just – it's strange to see it. He is just so – I don't know. And then, of course, the running game. They need to help – they need to give him somebody. Connor is not the answer. And, well, it doesn't help when Connor's hurt. They have a lot of injuries right now that they're dealing with. But I don't know what it is. It's not their defense. Their defense cleans
up. They might have just got another one with Marvin Harrison Jr. He just jumped up for a catch, like,
and got smacked. I'm worried about exactly that. See, there's one thing that Kyler Murray does do sometimes a little bit more, I think, than he shouldn't. He's one of them quarterbacks. I feel like he puts his guys in kind of a pickle, because when you watch him throw, he's throwing to his guys, and a lot of times these dudes are getting smacked when they catch the ball. Like, as soon as that happens, boom, they're on the ground. Like, he just threw
the ball into three man coverage.
Yeah,
that was three people surrounding Marvin Harrison Jr. and he still threw it.
Exactly, that's exactly my point. So, yeah, I'm right there with you on that. I just think that's their problem is Murray, and they need to get the consistency together, or they need to figure out what they need to do to help him, or they need to find another quarterback.
Do you think Sam Darnold found the right fit with the Seahawks?
You know, I think Sam Darnold found a good fit in Minnesota, but it is what it is. He's in Seattle, and you know what? I'm all right with it. I think that he might have a good spot there. I think he might be able to stick around for a minute, a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if it's all him. You got Charbonnet, Kenneth Walker. You know, he's got a good running back pair back there. He's got some decent receivers. And their defense is pretty nasty right now. They're gnarly for sure. As we watch the Cards and the Seahawks, which isn't a very even matchup in my opinion. I do think that he could be around there for a while. Yeah.
I like it. The Seahawks defense is definitely a beast. They got two interceptions in this game already.
The Legion of Boom, man, like that was an era. Like that was something that you ain't gonna see, you know, probably in Seattle ever again. but man, I don't know. Like even now, like, every time I see this defense play like this, it gives me a brief reminder. Man, like I don't know. The Seahawks, there's just something about that. You know, it's a legacy right there. I don't know. Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom was, I don't know. He had Marshawn Lynch. He had beast mode. I mean, man.
I love it. I love to see this.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Seahawks play most of the time, even though they have their own issues. That pass by Sam Darnold was almost epic.
That really should have been. Horton messed that one up. I mean, granted, it was tough coverage. I'm not going to say
that. Yeah, it was tough coverage. I'm not going to put that on Horton. It was a hit or miss. And
here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. And this is the thing that I will say that I don't know that I entirely agree on. So, while yes, at the end of the day, that's a pass that's made. It's a tough one to catch. Horton was covered. But it landed on his chest. Dude had a chance to get it. And really, at the end of the day, you have to make those tough catches to be able to be, one, an elite receiver, and two, to help your team win the games when they matter. So, don't get me wrong. Tough game, tough pass. I get it. But, like, when Sam Darnold's putting faith in you and he's launching the ball downfield and he's leading you and he gets it right in your chest – as you're flying through the air, essentially, and you drop it, I'm not going to say that it's Horton's fault entirely by any stretch, but it's also not all Sam Darnold. Like that's just good defense, and that's
once again, I actually wasn't good. I wasn't trying to blame anybody, really.
Yeah,
but
you got to make them catches, and those little runs like that right there. That's why Sam Darnold's got a good spot there. He's got Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. When you have, really, they ain't no Gibbs and Montgomery, but they don't have to be. They're one of them little duos back there that you can rely on consistently. Now, if they just give him a solid receiver, man, somebody who can put up some serious numbers, you know, you get a little, I don't know, you get a Jamar Chase type receiver, maybe even a little JJ going on, or you know who would be a good fit there, maybe?
Huh. Who's that?
Tyreek Hill.
Boy, man. Oh boy, do I wish Tyreek Hill was in a better situation.
You know what he could do in Seattle right now?
Whew. Eat. That's what that boy could do.
You know Darnold would be launching it to him. Every play, just streaks, just like it was in Kansas City. Streak, 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 streak.
They really can't hold Tyreek Hill while he's on the Dolphins either. It's just
You got Tua. Throw the ball to him.
Tua. Oh my gosh. Tua was so elite at one point. One of my favorite quarterbacks.
I think the concussions have caught up. I'm not going to sit here in front. I think man needs to be put. I think they need to gently force him out of the league. I think he has had too many concussions, and he doesn't. He still got the competitive edge. Looks absolutely competitive, but I don't think what's in his head is translating to his arm. And I don't know.
I'm gonna leave my Dolphins alone for right now, but I do wish Tyreek Hill was in a nicer situation.
We start pushing for him to go to Seattle. Tyreek to Seattle. That's the hashtag right there.
It sounds beautiful to me. All right. We're going to get back into just a little bit of baseball. We got two games coming on tonight. The Royals and the Angels and the Rockies and the Mariners. Of course, we know how the Rockies and the Mariners is probably going to go. But as you know, I love my Rockies. I don't care what their record is. They do great work out there. And all they need is just a little bit better pitching.
That's
and not maybe a couple maybe a couple of hitters. That's it. Right. And I'm telling you, the Rockies will become a force to be reckoned with.
Well, they best be getting rid of Blaylock, because let's be honest here. The man is at a 9.16 ERA.
Blaylock's defense. He's got everybody on the team has over a 5-something. You know, nobody's actually a great pitcher on there.
I give you.
I'm just saying, when do we stop blaming the pitchers and blame the pitching coach? You know?
When do we start blaming the coach? I don't know, man. It's not a pretty team to watch. But I will say this. They're competent enough as a team to rack together some wins. I just don't got much faith in their anything to
Well, you know I love my Rockies, so I'm going to support them to the end, and I might just take them to win tonight.
Really?
They took a loss last night, but it wasn't a bad one. You know, it wasn't a close one, but it wasn't horrible. You know, it was 2-9, and then the first game of the series, it was 3-4. You know, they haven't been blown out. So you know what? Yeah, I'm taking the Rockies tonight. They're gonna go ahead and take it for me. We're also going to take that Goodman homer for the KD, you know.
Okay. I think Kyle Freeland would be a good fit on another team. I like him. I think he's a really good pitcher overall. I think being where he's at doesn't help. I mean, he's been balling this year. I mean, honestly, his career ERA is only 4.54. He's got a 65-89 record, win loss, and 235 games. Dude's got almost 1,000 strikeouts. I mean, honestly, I think he would be a phenomenal pitcher on some other teams. I like him. I think he might just be one of those guys. Just think, unfortunately for him, he's on the team that's not going to get him very far. But it is what it is.
I like my Rockies. I'm going to go ahead and take them tonight.
They're fun to watch.
I got faith in the team and the team. I can't say that they don't let me down, but they don't do anything that I don't expect. So.
Well, yeah.
Moving on to the Royals and the Angels. We got Michael Lorenzen pitching for the Orioles. For the Angels. Sorry about that. The Angels are one of those teams that I feel are great, but they're not spectacular for some reason. Like, they're not, they don't have the pop. Like, yes, they got people on there that are power hitters, and they got contact hitters. They got an all-around team, but for some reason, they're not top of anything.
I can see that.
But I think they beat the Royals tonight, specifically just because I could say the same thing about the Royals, but probably five times worse.
They showed some potential for a little while. They really did. But, I mean, at the end of the day, they kind of fell apart. The little run they were on just wasn't good enough. I can't get behind them. I mean, at the end of the day, they're sitting at 6.5 games back. They have no shot of getting into the playoffs. The Guardians and the Tigers locked down the AL Central. And what little effort the Royals gave for a little while, coming in at, you know, what they did have, you know, they should have put up a better fight towards the end. And I think they could have kept themselves in contention. But, I mean, after all, the Twins are 17 games back right now. The White Sox, 27.5. And, like, when you think about that, that's for a wild card spot. they ain't got nothing. So Royals are just they hurt themselves in the end.
I don't want to talk bad about the Royals, but I can. They got a solid lineup, and it just isn't effective. You know, they've had some incredible games this year, but close but no cigar. It's not even halfway right. So, all right. Well, that's all I really have for today, sir. Do you have any final thoughts on the MLB, and who do you have in the World Series this year?
Well, MLB-wise, I mean, there ain't much left to say. You know, Kyle Raleigh he's at 60 home runs. I mean, that's something to talk about, but I mean, that's no surprise there. There's just not much left to say other than hopefully the Reds can somehow sneak in with past the Mets. But I'm a realist at this point. I don't believe it's going to happen. We keep hurting ourselves. As far as the World Series, I know we've kind of talked about this one before. I think the Phillies are going to be representing the National League. I really do. I just don't think the Dodgers are going to get past the Phillies. I just have that feeling. When it comes down to the Phillies and the Brewers, because I think that's what it's going to be competing for the World Series, I do believe that the Phillies will edge them out a little bit. Honestly, the American League is the one that I'm kind of torn on. I would love to say that I think Seattle gets it, but the more that I look at it and think about it, I think the number one seed, Toronto, is number one seed for a reason. And I'm starting to think it'll be a Toronto and Phillies World Series. And honestly, if I had to do a toss-up, that'd be a tough, tough World Series to call right there. I'll be honest, I think I might would still give it to Philly. But that's where I'm at right now. I see the road to the World Series for both sides is going to probably lead up being a Blue Jays-Phillies World Series. Be epic, be a phenomenal one. I think it would go well into the final stretches of the seventh game.
Well, and I like it. I like it a lot. For my final thoughts, I want to say that my Dodgers are back. All right, my Dodgers are back, and they're coming to play. We repeat this year. But the undelusional side of me says that it will at least make it past the Phillies. We may not take, but we'll at least make it past them. I would love to see two different teams in the World Series. It would be an exciting thing. So we're going to see how these playoffs play out. But until then, Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beyond the Numbers. As always, my name is Ben. My name is Will, and this is Ben. I'm tired, you guys. Sorry.
Sure?
Yes, I'm so sure. All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. And we will see you next time.
Peace.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.